理课堂听 class.com。
您将要听到的是澳洲广播电台每周播出一课的旅游业英语教程。您可以在我们的网站 radioaustralia.net.au/MAND 的英语讲座网页中下载先前各课的录音以及其他的文字教材。旅游业英语
English for Tourism
第24讲退房
Lesson 24 Checking Out。
各位听众朋友，欢迎您收听旅游业英语，我是澳大利亚澳洲广播电台中文部的节目主持人马建元。在上一讲中，我们学习了如何礼貌地询问客人谁来付账单，以及如何逐项地为客人解释账单上的账目。在这一讲中，我们要学习当账单上出现错误时应该如何应对，和向客人告别时所使用的英语句型。现在让我们学习新的对话内容，请特别注意新的生词与句型。
Leo, I have a query. This amount under newspapers.
Ah, yes, I see the problem.You've been charged for the local newspaper.
But Leo, I never ordered a local paper. I can't read Chinese, you see.
You are quite right. I'm terribly sorry about that. I'll fix it right away. There, problem fixed.
Thanks.
以上就是我们今天要学习的部分内容。您听懂了多少呢？好。让我们再听一遍录音，我会将每句话的内容译成中文。
Leo, I have a query. This amount under newspapers.
利奥，我有个问题，请问这个在报纸项目下的款项是怎么回事呢？
Ah, yes, I see the problem. You've been charged for the local newspaper.
哦，我明白了。这是向您收取的当地报纸的费用。
But Leo, I never ordered a local paper. I can't read Chinese, you see.
但是利奥，你知道我从来也没有订过当地的报纸啊，我根本不懂中文呀。
You are quite right. I'm terribly sorry about that. I'll fix it right away.
您说得很对，除了这样的错误，我真的很抱歉，我立刻就改正这个错误。
There, problem fixed.
好了，改过来了。
Thanks.
谢谢你。在以前的课文中，我们学习过如何在餐馆里向客人解释账单的明细账目。现在让我们再学习一些新的处理这种情况时会用到的句型。
Ah, yes, I see the problem. You've been charged for the local newspaper.
在这句话中，利奥一下子就发现了错误的原因，那就是账单上列出了一项当地报纸的费用，可是实际的情况是杰克从来没有订过这份报纸，因为他根本就不懂中文。在这句话中，利奥用了这样的说法 I see the problem, 我明白了。另外利奥还说 You've been charged for, 这是向您收取的什么什么的费用。不知您是否还记得，在以前的课文中，当蒙娜对她的账单产生疑问时，利奥曾经使用过这样的短语 That's for, 这是什么什么的费用。完整的句子是 That's for the dry cleaning, 这是干洗的费用。好，现在让我们跟着英语老师一起来练习这些句型。
I see the problem.I see the problem. You've been charged for the newspaper. That's for the newspaper. You've been charged for the dry cleaning. That's for the dry cleaning.
现在让我们一起来听听利奥在确认杰克的账单出现问题时是怎么说的。
You are quite right.
您说得很对。
I'm terribly sorry about that.
出了这样的错误，我真的很抱歉。
I'll fix it right away.
我立刻就改正这个错误。
There, problem fixed.
好了，改过来了。我们曾经在第七讲中学习过 sorry, 对不起这个词汇的用法，所以在这里我就不重复了。不过我要提醒各位的是，在英语中道歉并不一定表示错误的原因在你。我们说 sorry 的用意更多的是在于就给客人带来的不便表示一种歉意。请跟着老师练习下列的句子。
You're quite right. I'm terribly sorry about that. I'll fix it right away. There, problem fixed.
好，现在让我们再听一遍这部分对话的录音，请在利奥的句子之后重复他的话。
Leo, I have a query. This amount, under newspapers.
Ah, yes, I see the problem. You've been charged for the local newspaper.
But Leo, I never ordered a local paper. I can't read Chinese, you see.
You are quite right. I'm terribly sorry about that. I'll fix it right away. There, problem fixed.
Thanks.
各位听众朋友，您现在收听的是澳大利亚澳洲广播电台为您制作的旅游业英语教学节目。
Lesson 24, Checking Out.
我们现在学习的是第24课退房。在收听下面这部分对话的内容时，请您特别注意句子中出现的新的生词与句型。
Now, Miss White, if you'll just sign here, will you be requiring a taxi?
It's fine, Leo. We'll get one outside.
Well, I hope you've enjoyed your stay.
Thanks, Leo. Here's my card. When you come to study in Melbourne, you're welcome to call. We'll show you some of the tourist sites.
That's a very kind offer, Jack. I might do that.
Thanks for everything. Bye.
Goodbye, Jack. Enjoy your trip.
Leo, there is one other thing.
Yes?
Thanks for all your help.
It was my pleasure. Goodbye, Miss White. Have a pleasant trip.
请再听一遍这部分对话的录音，我会将它们逐句译成中文。
Now, Miss White, if you'll just sign here.
怀特女士，请在这里签字。
Will you be requiring a taxi?
您需要计程车吗
？It's fine, Leo. We'll get one outside.
谢谢你，利奥。我们会在外面叫一辆计程车的。
Well, I hope you've enjoyed your stay.
好吧。我希望你们在这里过得愉快。
Thanks, Leo.
谢谢你，利奥。
Here's my card.
这是我的名片。
When you come to study in Melbourne, you're welcome to call. We'll show you some of the tourist sites.
等你到墨尔本留学时，欢迎你打电话给我，我们会带你到那里的一些旅游景点去看看。
That's a very kind offer, Jack. I might do that.
谢谢您的热心邀请。届时我会给你们打电话的。
Thanks for everything. Bye.
谢谢你为我们做的一切。再见。
Goodbye, Jack. Enjoy your trip.
再见，杰克。一路顺风。
Leo, there is one other thing.
哦，利奥，我还有一件事。
Yes?
什么事呀
？Thanks for all your help.
谢谢你帮我们做的一切。
It was my pleasure. Goodbye, Miss White. Have a pleasant trip.
我很高兴为两位效劳。再见，怀特女士，祝您旅途愉快。 在这部分对话中，我们需要掌握的内容是在客人即将离去时，我们应该如何向客人告别。请注意听利奥是怎么说的。
I hope you've enjoyed your stay. Enjoy your trip. Have a pleasant trip.
在我们与客人告别时，如果您知道客人是直接返家，那么您就可以祝福他们归途平安顺利。您可以这样说 Have a safe journey home. 祝你们回家的旅途平安。请跟着英语老师一起练习。
I hope you've enjoyed your stay. Enjoy your trip. Have a pleasant trip. Have a safe journey home.
接下来请再听一遍这段对话的最后一部分。请在利奥的句子之后跟着重复。
Now, Miss White, if you'll just sign here,Will you be requiring a taxi?
It's fine, Leo. We'll get one outside.
Well, I hope you've enjoyed your stay.
Thanks, Leo. Here's my card. When you come to study in Melbourne, you're welcome to call. We'll show you some of the tourist sites.
That's a very kind offer, Jack. I might do that.
Thanks for everything. Bye.
Goodbye, Jack. Enjoy your trip.
Leo, there is one other thing.
Yes?
Thanks for all your help.
It was my pleasure. Goodbye, Miss White. Have a pleasant trip.
到这里为止，我们分别在第23课和第24课中学习了退房这段对话的全部内容。现在让我们把这段对话完整的听一遍。
Good morning, Miss White, Mr. Weber.
Good morning, Leo. Mona and I are checking out this morning. We're going hiking.
Yes, we're going to the mountains. They're a long way from here.
Excellent.Could I have your keys, please? Two single rooms for 3 nights. Will you be paying separately?
No, we're paying on the one card.
Fine, I'll just print up your invoices. While you're waiting, would you mind filling out this client satisfaction survey? Here are your invoices. Do you need a minute to look over them?
Yes, thanks, Leo.
Oh, this isn't right. Leo, this laundry bill seems too much.
Let me see. That's for emergency dry cleaning.
I can't remember any dry cleaning.
Repairs to your hat, Miss White.
$60?
It was cleaned at very short notice.And on a holiday. However, I can query it if you like.
No, that's okay.
Leo, I have a query. This amount, under newspapers.
Ah, yes, I see the problem. You've been charged for the local newspaper.
But Leo, I never ordered a local paper. I can't read Chinese, you see.
You are quite right.I'm terribly sorry about that. I'll fix it right away. There, problem fixed.
Thanks.
Now, Miss White, if you'll just sign here, will you be requiring a taxi?
It's fine, Leo. We'll get one outside.
Well, I hope you've enjoyed your stay.
Thanks, Leo. Here's my card. When you come to study in Melbourne...You're welcome to call. We'll show you some of the tourist sites.
That's a very kind offer, Jack. I might do that.
Thanks for everything. Bye.
Goodbye, Jack. Enjoy your trip.
Leo, there is one other thing.
Yes?
Thanks for all your help.
It was my pleasure. Goodbye, Miss White. Have a pleasant trip.
结束第24课之前，请跟着英语老师一起练习下列的句子。
I hope you've enjoyed, hope you've enjoyed, hope you've enjoyed your stay. I see the problem, I see the problem, I'll fix it right away. I hope you've enjoyed, hope you've enjoyed, hope you've enjoyed your stay. I see the problem, I see the problem, I'll fix it right away.
旅游业英语是由澳大利亚规模最大的教授专业英语的多元文化成人教育中心编写。各位听众朋友，第24课到这里就全部结束了。我们将在第25课中开始学习一段新的对话，题目是寻工面试。如果您有时间的话，欢迎您浏览澳洲广播电台的国际互联网网页。我们的网址是 abc.net.au/ra。澳大利亚维多利亚州多元文化成人教育中心的网址是 ames.net.au。 各位听众朋友，我们下次节目时间再会。